The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Friday. We made it to Friday, people. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
Oh my God, Chidi, I'm so sorry.
Wow. Right off the
I've spent all morning talking to Chidi, and I still forget to turn her mic on. I am so sorry, Chidi. Good morning, Cheats.
Good morning.
All right, let's give you this chance to win some crazy cash. $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is fun. Take that keyword, fun. I assume everyone knows how to spell that one.
Yes.
Over to wild949.com, and you just type in fun.
P-H-U-N.
Yep.
Right?
And you might win $1,000 in crazy cash. Good luck. No, F-U-N.
All right. First talk back of the day. Here we go.
What's up, JV Show? It's your boy Chris from Pflugerville. But guess who's flying into the Bay today? I think it's been almost 5 years, so tell me what's good, what's new, what should I go do this weekend while I'm in the Bay? I'm trying to have a good time, eat some good food, and do whatever else, you know, see what there is to see. So holler at me. All right, y'all have a good one.
Dude, ooh, what should he do?
Oh, you go to
that one place that has that really good, I can't remember the name of it. Oh, and then there's that big event on Saturday, and everyone's going to be there. I can't remember what it's called. Oh, and then after that, you just head over to that spot. Everyone's been grabbing drinks at that one rooftop. I can't remember what the name of that
is
either.
I was going to say, I have a drink spot that I could recommend.
Oh. Okay.
Dutch Bros in Dixon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Chidi, will you be there?
I will not be there this weekend.
Never mind. Okay, take that off the list. Anything else that Chris from JV Show, number one in Pflugerville, by the way, Texas.
Today, once you land, pick up your Alice in Wonderland costume and join me at the Mad Tea Party at Fairyland in Oakland.
There you
tonight.
Go.
Yeah, that's
6
right.
to 10 p.m.
Oh, and then, after,
and then tomorrow.
And then after that, yeah, on Saturday, you can come see me noon to 2 at the grand opening of the AT&T store right here in Union Square, 1 Powell Street. I'm going to be out there handing out chug mugs.
There you go.
Signing babies.
Plans made. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. All right, Friday mornings, Chidi joins us here on the JV Show because she tweets a lot. So Graham does a dramatic reading.
IDK, how I lost my whole ass laptop in my house.
How does that happen?
Yeah, how does that happen?
I don't know. I had my laptop on my couch and then I fell asleep.
You have your own couch? Or is it
Okay.
Community couch.
So on the couch. On the couch.
It got swallowed by the crack.
Yeah, it did. And I found it was deep in the crack.
This is a family show, GDGs.
Talk to the butt.
Mm-hmm. How deep of a couch crack do you got that it could swallow up a whole ass laptop?
Well, there's it's like section couches. So once it falls, it goes to the floor. That makes sense.
Oh, where the two pieces, the two sections push together.
We've lost our iPad in the couch before for a week.
For like a week?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
There's nothing worse than when you reach for your phone and you're just like, I know I had it here.
Where to go?
And that thing's gotten swallowed up to drop way down there into the abyss. No one will ever let me live that I thought Jack Harlow was cute. As they should.
Explain. You guys, I was super obsessed with Jack Harlow.
Yeah. So obsessed.
Really?
So obsessed.
I don't remember that entire era of all we did was talk about him. But go on.
Now recently people are always like, oh, Chidi, you liked him? Because now he just looks crazy.
But he's looked the same.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, he looks the same.
No, I think it's the style. The style is not doing it for me this time.
But there was style before?
He's had the same, look. Everything else.
No, the hat, the baggy, I don't know. It just looks different. I'm like,
It never looked good. Can I ask this? It did feel for a moment, and maybe it was because we're just hearing so much about him from Chidi. It did feel like he was ascending, like this rising star, like he was going to be the next big thing, and then he just sort of...
Yeah, he went away for a while.
He gone. What happened, Chidi?
I don't know. He just went MIA.
Just because you know everything about him, do you see him making a comeback at some point? Is he working on music? What is he doing?
Well, I mean, he just dropped Monica, which was
what the hell is that?
It's an album, R&B album, I guess.
Oh. Hey, that's your man.
Didn't sound good.
I have Chidi beside him.
I think somebody posted that meme on Twitter where he looked like the goat guy from Chronicles of Narnia or whatever, and I just think that
his
was
best
it.
Best look so far.
I think everybody was just like, oh my God, now I see
look.
It. Then that was it. Derailed his entire career by one meme.
Yeah.
Went to the gym the second time this year. Yay me!
Progress.
Gotta celebrate the
second
small wins.
Time. Chidi. It's April 24th. You were going to do, multiple times told us you were going to do a 75-day challenge.
You set yourself up for this. If you didn't come in here telling us about all these goals you were setting, we wouldn't even be able to give you a hard time.
That is true.
No, because your two gym visits are two more than Selena this year, but she didn't say,
right,
I'm going to go to the gym 75 days in a row.
Out.
Exactly.
I said, let me start by a week first. So day one was yesterday. So maybe day two will be today.
How'd you start on a Thursday? What are you, a psychopath? You have to start on a Monday.
We've been over this.
Everyone knows that. And at least maybe the beginning of the month. You could have bought yourself some time till May.
And we talked about that this after New Year's.
We did.
And so now in April, you decided to start.
You have to, listen, you have to start
five
someday.
Months into the year.
Hey, it's better late than never.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
I mean, I agree. I'm glad you're doing it. But the lofty goals of the 75-day challenges, if start as a 75 hard, right? Just 75 days in the row of going to the gym and reading a book and drinking a lot of water and some other stuff. And we're like, ooh, that sounds... And then it was like, well, I'll be doing 75 soft or limp, right. Yeah, whatever it was called, which I don't remember what the difference is.
And then I think we moved it down to 30. 30 days. Because we were like, 75 is a lot. Like, give yourself a smaller goal. So 30.
Then I went to a week because I don't think I can do 30.
And now you went for a 2 out of 120 days or whatever the days we're into this year so far. I don't know what. Well, I don't know.
Check
the map.
Okay. Baby steps.
Yeah, very DNC Day baby steps. Good for you, Chidi.
All right, coming up next, Graham wants to talk about the D.
Mm-hmm.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
The much-anticipated movie Michael, based on Michael Jackson's life minus all the negative stuff because his estate got hella mad, is now in theaters. As you know, the Super Mario Galaxy movie has been number one for 3 weekends in a row, so can Michael beat it? We'll find out Monday.
Good. Probably not, though. All right, the Giants were unable to complete the series sweep of the Dodgers. They lost yesterday 3-0. The game got pretty chippy between these two rivals. That was interesting. Would have been nice to get the win, but we'll take 2 out of 3 all day long. Giants kick off a new series tonight that goes through the weekend against the Marlins here at Oracle Park. First pitch tonight, 7:15, and then day games tomorrow and Sunday.
Oh, Matt! Very cloudy Friday. We'll see some drizzle throughout the day with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Temperatures may drop tomorrow as we move into a cloudy weekend with Sunday being the dampest day.
Hey, Virgo besties.
Fairy. The word didn't want to come out, you guys.
Hey, Virgo besties.
Hey.
Your day's going to be an 8 out of 10. It's time to plant some new seeds, especially in love, because your person could be closer than you think. Ooh. Career-wise, your charm is your superpower right now. So work the room and let people see how amazing you are.
Love that.
Coming up next on the JV Show. Graham, you want to talk about the D?
Yes!
Yes, perfect. I do. Wow.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
Oh, my God. I almost cussed right now. I almost said, oh, my effing God. I'm so sorry, Chidi.
It's okay.
Don't forget, 7:35 this morning, we have your tickets for Teddy Swims. Right before that, 7:05, your chance to win a chug mug. But, Graham, what you want to talk about right now?
I want to talk about... the D. I got a couple of stories about people getting in trouble over the D. And yes, I am talking about that D. A few cadets in Finland's Air Force Reserve had to be disciplined after during training exercises they intentionally flew flight paths that created the shape of male genitalia in the sky. Radar tracking service showed at least 4 planes participated in this following flight patterns that created the shapes of Wienskis in the air. Look, they're not skywriting. This, it's just on radar. If you look at the radar tracking of the plane's flight path, when they draw that out on the flight map, all you see is...
That's funny.
4 big ones. It is funny, but, it's kind of like, when will guys grow up? The answer to that we know is never.
Yes.
I did want to ask, ladies, is some of the immature guy stuff like this... Is it okay? Is it a little bit attractive at times, or is it all annoying?
It's entertaining, but if it was my man, I'd be very annoyed, and it'd be a really big turnoff.
Well, they said they didn't deviate outside of the flight training zone. Nobody was in danger in this incident.
No, I think that's fine. It's just the immaturity level. Mm-hmm. My man called me after work, and he was like, guess what we did? We drew a bunch of knees. I'd be like...
And now I'm in trouble.
Very turned off.
What do you think we do here all day long on this show? Don't you call him after? Look at the joke we made. It had to do with farts. What are we hanging our hats on over here?
No, I know. I just hope he doesn't hear that stuff, because he'd probably be just as turned off.
Got it. Chidi, you're the single one on the show. What do you think about guys' immature behavior? Because it takes a long time for guys to mature. We still think this is funny even when you get a lot older.
Yeah, I think it's funny. Like Selena said, if it's not my man or somebody I'm dating, don't do that. But otherwise, it's entertaining.
It's funny to an extent.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're pushing it and if like I can't even have a serious conversation with you because all you're doing is like just throwing out like silly jokes, I'm kind of like, okay, dude, be serious. Like grow up right. A little bit.
Fine. Well, it turns out you guys listen to this story. It turns out it's not just us guys that are doing stupid stuff like this involving the D, because a 28-year-old woman, a tourist in Italy, she's facing charges and some hefty fines. She's on a bachelorette party and she's in Florence and she decided to climb into the Fountain of Neptune, which is a very famous fountain commissioned in 1559. Very old. And you know, one thing about these old sculptures in Europe, they're all the male genitalia is all there. And she was attempting to get through the fountain and climb up on it so she could touch his junk. Turns out that when she walked on other parts of the statue leading up to it, trying to stay dry and not fall into the water part of the fountain, she caused some small but significant damage to some of the horse sculptures and some other things. It's going to cost over $5,000 to repair the small cracks and damage that she caused. Move over straw-shaped D's for bachelorette parties. This woman tried to grab the D on a priceless statue. What? Any response to this?
Yeah, I'm not as turned off by this one. I think it's funny. Here's a woman on a bachelorette party and drunk shenanigans. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, but this is a statue from 1559. Blow up a D-shaped balloon and then, you know, play pin
right.
the tail
now,
on
it's
the stripper.
It's very stupid, but I'm not going to bash her like, wow, that was very immature. Like, I think it's funny.
Because if you think about it, drunk shenanigans on women funnier than drunk shenanigans on men.
Yeah.
So if this is a story about a guy, you'd be like, what are you doing, you drunk idiot? But since she's on a bachelor party living life, you're like, yeah, slap
slay.
That D.
Slay, girl, slay. Yeah.
Well, she didn't make it all the way to the D, and authorities are, she's going to be facing some charges as well as some fines.
Aww.
So there's that.
Free her.
Yeah. Free the D.
We'll start a GoFundMe for
slapping
her.
Slapping lady.
All right, coming up next on the JV show, it is Squirrel Week. Woo-hoo! The last day of Squirrel Week. So, Graham, we are going to talk squirrels next. I know you have something.
Good.
Also, Jess wants to ask us something. It has to do with us showering. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of sicko
with
this
squirrels?
This squirrel
it's
is.
An important question.
No, not with squirrels.
Uh-oh.
Two separate things.
Got it.
But we'll talk about it next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
The JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
And I need to know what you guys do in the shower.
You're sick, Jess. What is wrong with you?
Well, not in the shower, but maybe while you're getting out of the shower.
Still, why are you even thinking about us getting out of the shower, sicko?
Okay, question. Do you, quote, squeegee your body when you're done showering?
The hell does that mean?
So, apparently a lot of people are baffled that some people don't do this, but before you reach for your towel, okay, you just turned off the water.
Okay.
Do you, like, grab your, with your arms, kind of squeegee some of the leftover water?
Like, rub the water
from
off
your
you?
Body. Yeah.
No.
From your body, from your legs, from, like, before reaching for the towel. Because
that is so stupid.
Apparently, the water falls off pretty quick.
Apparently, some people do that before reaching for the towel instead of just grabbing the towel and drying yourself off that way. And they are baffled at the thought of us not doing that. But it seems like an unnecessary step if I'm going to dry myself with the towel.
Yeah, that's the towel's job.
But I need to know if other people do this. Like, do you squeegee your body?
I do not squeegee myself.
No.
Do you squeeze out your hair because you ladies have long hair?
Yes.
I don't even do that.
You don't?
What? No.
And you have long hair.
I don't do that.
I wring it out because I hate
the drip.
Like, the drip. Yeah. Like down my back, it just does not feel good.
Interesting.
So I wring out my hair and then I reach for the towel and go straight to drying instead of like with your arm kind of, you know, taking off some of the leftover water.
Am I weird?
Squeegeeing.
Because I will like, I have my towel like hanging over the shower, right?
Right.
Right.
So as soon as I am done, turn off the water, reach for my towel, I dry off my body and then I wrap my hair.
And you don't like kind of.
So do you have a two towel situation?
So it's up, so it's not dripping on me. No, then I just step out of the shower completely naked, but dry.
But you don't squeeze any of the water out of your hair.
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's a little weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird. You don't.
Well, whatever.
I assumed I see my daughter doing that. She's six, you know, so I just assumed all the ladies just instinctually
just
wring their hair out.
Oh, because it doesn't drip too much, like when you get out of the shower.
Or like by the time you take the towel off of your head, it's like soaked.
The towel?
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't think as much. I told you I lost a lot of my hair after the kids and right. aging. I guess
it's not quite.
But
as,
I don't know. Yeah. I never even thought about that.
Wow. Okay. I'm shooketh.
And I just hang my towel back up, and that's it.
Okay. I guess.
Okay. Am I weird? Oh, a little bit. I feel so weird. Well, I guess I'm a psychopath.
You know, that's we're all different, and that's okay. You just happen to be a little more different.
Fine. I'm gonna try it next time.
Okay.
Let us know. I will report back to you. All right, Graham. What do you have?
I got a squirrel story because it's
Squirrel Week on the JV Show.
Sadly, it's
he got a nut.
The final day of Squirrel Week. This is a heartwarming story to finish out the week out of Austin, Texas, where a family says they rescued a tiny baby squirrel that fell out of its nest in a storm a couple years ago. This father and daughter, along with their bull terrier, their dog named Millie, nursed the baby squirrel back to health. They fed it a little bottle until it was big enough and strong enough to be released back into the wild. And they eventually did. They released it. They named him Esquilo. Just quick translation on that.
Esquilo?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I mean squirrel. Well, they thought they're part in saving it. Yes, it does.
Squirrel is ardilla.
Yeah, but it's an ancient way of saying squirrel. It's like, that's how they used to say it.
How would you expect to just know that?
Yeah, she's our resident Spanish speaker on the show. It's like we know that they're
not ancient.
I know.
Yeah, but I mean, we know there are different words that are used certain things, and there's the older word, and then there's the newer word. We are aware of those in the English language, so I thought maybe she knew that one in the Spanish language. Just, I thought, but I guess I was wrong.
That's what the Aztecs used to use. Come on, Jess.
I also thought that maybe she brushed up on her Squirrel Week nomenclature, but whatever. Well, they thought their part in saving him was done once he left and, returned to the wild, but it turns out it wasn't. Esquilo returned every single morning to play with their dog, aww, Millie. They play for a couple hours out in the yard, and then he heads back to doing regular, squirrel stuff.
He got a nut.
And they say the two meet at their sliding glass door every morning at 7:30. And they just stand there waiting for each other.
Does he put
his
hand up on the glass and the little squirrel puts his paw on the other side?
Of course they do.
Just like in jail. That's how adorable. They do that.
Yeah. In jail. One little paw, and then one big paw, the dog's paw, and then the little tiny squirrel paw. Yeah. Aww. And then they go out and play for a little while.
That's so cute.
Isn't that the cutest thing you've ever heard?
Yes.
I saw some pictures. Oh, it makes you want to have a pet squirrel. They're so cute. Why didn't you? You guys just got a pair of guinea pigs in your house.
I know.
A squirrel infinitely cuter than
Petco
a guinea pig.
Petco did not have any squirrels.
They didn't?
No.
Oh, shame on you, Petco.
I know.
You have to go catch one yourself.
Yeah,
outside.
You catch a wild one. Or you could find a little baby one that's been abandoned.
Yeah, that's the one I want.
Yeah.
I want that.
But they're mean because they've gone through a lot, Selena, but you could be that home.
No, I want the baby that's been abandoned.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. A little orphan. A little orphan baby squirrel.
Yeah, but then I can feed a little baby bottle.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Oh, my God.
So they can become best friends with like your dog and your guinea pig and stuff.
That'd
be cute.
I'm here for that.
Yeah. Hey, JV Show. This is Henry from Houston. Happy Chug Wheel Friday.
Oh, no.
I don't know why Selena complains about the Chug Wheel every week when she brushes her teeth with literal black mold every single day. That black stuff on her electric toothbrush, that is mold. You're supposed to take off the head of the electric toothbrush after every single time you use it to let it air dry. Yeah, have a good morning.
Okay, first, a couple things. JV Show, number one in Houston. Appreciate you, Henry. Is Selena, do you have an electric toothbrush?
No. So I'm really confused. What is he talking about?
I think he might be talking about me.
Yeah, I think so.
I have an electric toothbrush. And it does turn into a bit of a science experiment in between where the head goes and sticks onto the base of the electric toothbrush. But what in the psychopath behavior? Who in their right mind, who takes that thing, detaches it every single day, other than Henry from Houston, of course? I've never heard of, anybody doing that.
That's kind of wasteful. Then you're just running through heads.
No. I mean, you let it dry and then you put it back on. Why'd you make that hand gesture when you said running through heads?
That was like me, throwing it out, like tossing it. Like you take it off and toss it.
You like toss it sidearm like that. That's weird.
And multiple times.
Yeah, like you shake it up first and then throw it away. Interesting. Yeah, no, I don't know anybody that's. I know a lot of people with electric toothbrush. I've never seen them with the little head sitting next to it. It's smart, though. I mean, right. But ain't nobody got time for that.
I think it's because when we brought up this conversation a while back, Graham, you did mention that there was some gunk there.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm telling you. It's a full-on science experiment between there. It's terrifying. I prefer not to look. I'd like to keep it on there so I don't see what's growing in there.
That is disgusting.
And speaking of the JV show, Chug Wheel, because that's coming up at 8:20 today, because it is a squirrel week here on the JV show, in the finale, there are going to be some squirrel-related items on the wheel, of course, namely this week's featured item, which is Graham's nut milk.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, no.
What do you mean? I brought some nut milk from home.
Like cashew
milk? It's mine. And you guys would be surprised how much milk you can get out of small nuts.
What kind of nuts?
Don't worry about it. But I got a surprising amount. I milked out quite a bit, you guys.
You want to see? Show Jess the nuts.
Ew, no.
Yeah, I'll show you.
I think it's an HR violation.
Here it is. I got it in the bag right here.
No, it's not even in its container.
I feel like we shouldn't have to drink anything that comes from your house.
We don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
It's my nut milk,
guys. That's disgusting.
Again, you'd be surprised how much milk you can get out of small
nuts.
We're
shooting that down.
If any one of us brought a container from home and we forced you to drink it, wouldn't you be a little suspicious of it? Like,
probably a little bit, but whatever. Exactly. This is this week's featured item. Thank you, Squirrel Week.
You can drink that yourself. You got a nut.
All right, today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. Yeah, I wanted to touch base on that toothbrush head. Yes, it is mold or toothpaste that builds up in between the head and the base. So what I do after I brush my teeth, I usually just lift up a little bit, give it maybe like a couple inches and maybe an inch or two of space, so then that way it can air out without actually taking it off.
Okay, that's probably a good technique. You just pop the thing up just a little bit, let a little more airflow in there so the mold, you know, can't take hold like it has in mine. And I think it's too late for mine. Just let it grow, bro. Just let it grow. I feel like it's strengthening my immune system. Let my system fight off all kinds of bacteria and things like that.
So gross.
Just my system.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so Lewis Hamilton and Kim K are doing great, except he won't do this one thing. According to sources for the U.S. Sun, Lewis Hamilton prefers to keep things much more low-key than Kim does. So although they've been out together publicly, he is refusing to film anything for their Hulu reality show. He's okay with being mentioned on the show, but as for him actually appearing, that ain't going to happen. Like, Kim's already filmed, for example, going to the Japanese Grand Prix. Lewis was there, but not shown on camera. And maybe this is the key to not jinxing their relationship. Every guy Kim has brought around and been in a relationship with and filmed, I mean, it's never ended well.
Yeah,
look at Kylie and Timothy Chalamet. He's refusing to be on camera as well for the reality show, and they are thriving.
I think it's privacy and it's the scrutiny. Because the Kardashians are scrutinized harder than anybody else in the public eye. And it's just like, why subject myself to that wave of negativity?
Right.
Like, I've been dating Kendall Jenner for a while now, and like, you don't ever see me on the show.
Because you're refusing to be on the show.
Yeah, it's just smart, because like, people would just be ripping on me.
Really? Out of all of them, you pick Kendall?
I don't know. I just, is that one I, is old enough for me to be dating?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We're all of age. All
right. Also, there's rumors that Lewis's mom isn't a huge fan of Kim's. So people are questioning if that might become a problem later down the line.
Wow. Could be.
It could. Mm-hmm. Especially because him and his mom are super close.
Yeah.
All right, Grammy, let's talk about the draft.
Yeah, you guys, the NFL draft. First round was last night. None of you watched?
Nah.
Yeah, me neither. Exciting draft.
Did.
Well, yeah, I don't know. My daughter wanted me to build this tree swing yesterday, and I was outside building the tree swing, and I just forgot it was on. Then I just got the updates on my phone. Exciting draft, though, for Las Vegas Raider, formerly of Oakland fans, because they had the number one overall pick. Most of us were thinking, let's see how they screw this one up. But in very untypical Raider fashion, I think they didn't screw it up. Well, it's kind of too early to know, but the Raiders drafted former Cal and then Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza. He becomes the Raiders' first opening round quarterback selection since 2007 when they took Jamarcus Russell number one overall. And if you're old enough to remember that disaster, you know why they probably have been a little gun-shy to take a quarterback with their first pick. Mendoza's going to compete with 15-year veteran Kirk Cousins and then backup Aiden O'Connell for the Las Vegas starting job. Mm-hmm. I hope that he does well. But again, Raiders take Fernando Mendoza, number one, as we all, foregone conclusion, we all knew they were going to do that with the number one overall pick. Now for us Niner fans, night one of the draft, pretty boring and uneventful because the Niners traded away their first round pick. They had the 27th overall pick. They traded it away for a couple of picks, and then they moved back in the draft to the 30th pick, and then they traded that one away as well. So they double traded out of the selecting in the first round. They have the 33rd overall pick now, starting there in the second round, which will be tonight. So remains to be seen who the 49ers will be drafting, but they do now have a couple of extra picks thanks to trading out of the first round, which I think probably, given who's out there on the board, probably a good thing for the Niners.
Nice.
Nobody that they like needed to take. You got to take that guy. You can move back a few spots and it all work out. So,
all right.
Day two
you.
And day three upcoming.
Will you be watching?
Oh, no, 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 okay. No. The draft gets much more boring from here.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Tiffany from Clayton. I have good news. I have a new listener. Her name is Brandy. She used to hang out with JV and Elvis back in the day, but she kind of fell off the grid and she's back on now. So she is a wild one. Shout out to Brandy Ligon. And that's it. Happy Friday. Okay, bye.
Nice. Brandy. A shout out to Brandy. JV Show number one with Brandy now. Appreciate you.
Welcome back to the grid.
Welcome back. That sounds familiar. I feel like I remember Brandy from way back when.
Interesting.
Don't know. Also, thank you to Tiffany.
Tiffany, you're a real one.
Because she
you
sent me some D's Nuts socks to celebrate the school week, and she sent you ladies some gifts as well. So appreciate
thank you.
You, Tiffany.
Love it.
All right, let's kick off What the Bleep here on the JV Show. It's where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug if you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is and you want to leave your guess, do it on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show Chug Mug. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I know I shouldn't be comparing myself to others, but sometimes I wonder if my is darker than it should be.
Oh, has it gotten darker as you've gotten older?
A little bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hear that can happen. All right, think about what the bleeped out word could be. Remember, you sickos, this is a family show, so keep your guesses PG, please. I haven't formulated one yet. I can only think of a non-talkback acceptable guess. Leave us your name and your city along with what you think the bleeped out word is. If you get it correct, you get a shout out. But if you're the first correct answer of the morning, you also get a JV Show Chug Mug, which is what you want to win on this Friday.
And that's why you want to get those guesses in now, because we're going to play some of those first talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, you want to leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. First person to get it right wins the Chuggy Muggy. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. I know I shouldn't be comparing myself to others, but sometimes I wonder if my is darker than it should be.
Maybe it is. Maybe it
that's
is.
What I'm starting to think.
Maybe
I don't
it's
know.
Normal, though. Maybe they just...
Again, I don't know what everyone else is working with. All right, let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Leo from San Jose. I'm going to say mascara. All right, have a great one.
Mascara.
Has your mascara gotten darker?
It's just the same shade of black, I think.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's not. It hasn't really changed.
Okay, morning, JV Show. Melissa from Rover City. I'm going to guess armpits.
I don't know.
Have a good day, guys.
I have to say this. This is the most popular guess this morning.
Really?
Everybody's guessing about the pits, the armpits. Is that a thing? Is there something I don't know about? Do your pits darken as you get older?
I mean, it's sensitive skin down there, so, well, like... Down there.
Yeah, where's your...
Under the armpits, I mean. Jeez. Like, under the armpits, I mean.
I guess some people, they can...
Like, hyperpigmentation.
But, like, everybody's guessing this right now. Holy tidal wave of armpit guesses. What do they know that I don't? And should I be worried about armpit darkening myself?
I guess it can happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's not the word. I'm not dealing with
so
that.
You get, like, your pits bleached or something?
I don't know. I feel like there's some scrubs on TikTok that you can buy.
Really?
There's like some special
soap. So this is
like
a thing?
Yeah.
I had no idea. All right, there's all learning something today.
Yeah. Good morning, JV Show. This is Kyle from Manteca. And I believe the bleeped out word of the day is soul. She has a darker soul.
Facts.
Happy Friday, guys. Have a good day.
Why does everybody think that about me?
It's because the energy you give off.
Yeah, I give off dark energy.
Yeah. And your soul has gotten darker. It's the years of watching like weird surgery videos and like accidents and stuff and horrifying violence.
I feel like my soul's gotten lighter over the years. Like it used to be a lot darker.
You feel wrong.
Oh sorry, you have felt wrong.
Your feeling's not valid.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Okay.
It's gotten dark. It's gotten darker.
I'm like kind of offended, but it's kind of true.
Embrace it.
All right. Embrace the darkness. If you think you know what that bleeped out word is, great guesses so far, but not the right ones. Leave your guess now on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thanks for hanging out with us. Happy Friday. We're playing What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Really easy to use. The app is free. Play along with us every single day.
Yep.
So here's today's clip in case you missed it. I know I shouldn't be comparing myself to others, but sometimes I wonder if my is darker than it should be.
We've noticed.
You have?
People have definitely noticed.
Oh, no.
They've said something to me about it, too.
Oh, no.
Does Selena notice that she's...
Only one rule to this game. You got to keep it clean. This is a family show. Never mind. Sickos. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm Uriah. We're coming from Castro Valley, and I think the bleeped out word is tan. Thank you. Have a good day.
My tan. Oh, I wish there was any tan going on over here.
I kind of feel like you've gone the opposite direction. I feel like you've gotten lighter over the years.
I am like the palest person there is.
Well, thank you for that guess, Uriah.
I feel like I've always been tan, Graham. I mean, I've always been pale.
I don't know. I think it's gotten paler. Not worse. That doesn't mean worse. I just, you know.
I would like a little color. So okay. For me, of course.
Happy Friday. Good morning. This is Angelina from San Leandro, and I think the bleeped out word is mustache.
Not going to lie. Very popular.
Oh, my God.
Very popular guest this morning.
So far, everyone thinks I have a really dark soul and a really dark mustache.
Yeah. Any response
and
to that?
And really dark armpits.
To all the people that guessed mustache this morning, is there any response?
I will have you know it's actually not getting darker. Thank you very much.
It's
okay.
Not?
No.
Okay.
I feel like it's been consistent. You know, it's the same shade.
Got it.
Okay.
Hi, this is Aura from Pleasanton, California. My guess for the bleeped out word is hair.
Hair.
That's a good guess.
Has it been?
No. I do the re-dyeing of it every now and again.
Okay.
Same color each time?
Yeah, black.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Tyrene from Waterford, California. My guess is humor. Bye.
There it is. All right, here's today's clip unbleeped. I know I shouldn't be comparing myself to others, but sometimes I wonder if my humor is darker than it should be.
Ooh.
I don't know that it should be. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
Graham. I like it.
Thank you, Graham. But I feel like there's a lot of people that could not handle the...
I'll also agree with that.
You know, the same type of humor, things that we laugh about here.
I will also agree with that statement.
Off air.
I appreciate it, but it's not.
It's not for everyone.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. That's okay, though. That's all right. All right. Let's give some shout-outs. First, Tyrene in Waterford. She had the very first correct answer this morning. She get a chug mug. How many stamps do you have to put on to get it to Waterford?
Where the hell is Waterford?
Just one.
I got
it's close to Modesto. I looked it up.
Okay.
Thank you.
I also just looked it up. JV Show, number one in Waterford.
Yes.
So I appreciate you, Tyrene. Enjoy your chug mug and hope you have a great weekend. A bunch of other people came with the correct answer this morning. Let's just shout them out. Rebecca in Concord. Of course she got it right. Julie in Bay Point had the correct answer. So did Mike D in Hayward. What's up, Mike D? Tech in Concord had it. So did Tatiana in San Pablo. Ivan in Newark. That's our buddy Ivan in Newark. Gloria in Livermore had it. So did Anna and Richard in Los Banos. Mike in Oakland had the correct answer. So did Ricky in San Jose. Edna in Newark. What's up, Edna? What's up? She had it. So did Ryan in Vallejo. Anybody squeak a last second one that I didn't see?
That was
there, Jess. I'd like to go through some of the other most popular guesses this morning and let Selena respond to them. A lot of people guessing eye bags or under eyes.
Oh, those are getting darker.
Comment there.
Darker and bigger.
Clothing, I thought, was a very good guess.
clothing. Yeah, I've always worn a lot of black. Shockingly, today's the one day I don't have black on. And Jess, I've transferred my blackness to Jess. Blackness.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in here wearing baby pink.
Yeah, it's very off-brand for you. Scars and moles and birthmarks were very popular guesses this morning.
No,
any of those darkened up for you?
Nah.
And then there were a lot of makeup-related guesses. We did a mascara earlier. A lot of people said lipstick or foundation and stuff like that. And then I enjoyed this one. Teeth.
Yellower, yes. Darker, I don't know if they've gotten like black.
I guess they have gotten a shade darker as they've gotten yellower. A lot of people guessing elbows. Elbows, are they like the armpits? They get darker as you get older?
I don't know. I've never seen...
I feel like some people just have, like,
Jess is trying to look at her own elbows. You're going to need a mirror for that.
Yeah.
See the full scope of it. Elbows,
I don't know.
Elbows and knees were popular guesses. And then a few people said jokes, which was right there next to the humor guess. I thought that was a good one. And a few people guessed windows as well. Your window's gotten tinted darker over the years.
I love a good tint.
As you become a bigger celebrity,
obviously,
window's got to get tinted darker.
Yes, yeah, so I don't want people looking into my car and stoplights and stuff and trying to take pictures of me.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for playing. We'll do it again Monday, same time, 7:05.
One quick mention, because if you did not win a Chug Mug this morning, there are a lot of people that didn't. I know they want to get their hands on one.
8:20 when we play Chug Wheel.
You can also win one there. But then also tomorrow, which is Saturday, you can come see me at the grand opening of the new flagship AT&T store here in Union Square in the city, 1 Powell Street. I'm going to be there noon to 2. So come say hi.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday, guys. Woo! It's Edgar without the haircut. Raiders. Let's go. We got ourselves a quarterback. Yeah, that's it. Okie dokie.
Okie dokie is right. Raider fans, lots to be excited about for the future.
Uh-huh.
Let's hope. Fernando Mendoza selected number one overall last night in the NFL draft.
All right, two of the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Lauren.
Arian and Darius.
Lauren, Arian, and...
Darian.
Darius.
Oh.
Darius.
Arian and Darius.
Yep.
Oh, got it.
That's
all right. Well, hi, guys. Thanks for being on this morning. Jenna, what's on the line for them to win?
We have two tickets for Teddy Swims.
Nice.
All right, guys. Here's what you got to do. We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. If you can do that, if you get three correct, sorry, I missed the most important part. If you can get three correct, then you are winning these tickets. Are you ready to begin?
Yes.
Here we go. Question number one. How many planets are there in between the Earth and the Sun?
Three?
Nope. Oh, you were so close. You were so close. There's two.
Yeah, just
because
two.
We're the third planet.
Yeah, we're the third rock from the Sun. Oh that
okay,
was...
Okay, well... Good guess.
It's all good. It's all good. You're allowed to miss
one. That was a great guess. All right, just clean sweep the questions from here on out. Question number two. Mr. Irrelevant is the title given to the player selected very last in the draft for what sport?
Football.
Yep.
Wait, they call him Mr. Irrelevant?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How is this news to you? Brock Purdy was selected with the very last pick in the draft in the 2022 whatever year, and that's the title given to that pick, Mr. Irrelevant, and that dude's taking the Niners to the Super Bowl.
How disrespectful. Oh, my God.
It's a little motivation,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, like, I get it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go with question number three. If a scuba diver comes to the surface too quickly, they risk a dangerous condition commonly called what?
I have no idea.
You see, you get the
suffocation.
Nope.
You get the bends.
The bends.
Never heard of that in my life.
What's the bend?
It's basically like a bubble of nitrogen that gets in your bloodstream and like it'll jacks you up.
Oh,
so
don't
you have
want
to
that.
Go into a decompression chamber. It's a whole thing. We could talk about the bends another time. All right, question number four. Let's finish strong. What creature is honored every year on the JV Show during the third week of April?
Squirrel.
Yep. It's Squirrel Week on the JV Show.
So close.
Yeah, you guys did it strong.
Strong finish.
I love it.
You guys. is.
Yeah.
And technically, you know, for the planets question, they said three, but maybe they know something we don't know. Maybe there's something.
Yeah,
there
could be an exoplanet
there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Right. And then the bends, that was a tricky question because, like, they haven't gone scuba diving yet.
Right.
So Lauren, have you ever been scuba diving?
No, I've never been scuba diving.
Nope.
So are we giving?
Yeah, what the hell? It's Friday.
Congratulations. You're going to be... You're going to be checking out Teddy Swims at Chase Center.
That's so exciting.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Wow, people are going to be really mad we just did that. But yeah, no. It's okay. We got your back. Lauren, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
No problem. Hang on for that winning.
They had to be rewarded because they got the Squirrel Week question right. Yeah. And that would have hurt my soul if they didn't know about JV Show Squirrel Week.
So. I love them for that.
Yes.
Grammy, we got some shout outs.
You know we do. A whole bunch of them. So buckle up. First one
Buckled.
Here. Hi, Graham. Could you give a shout out to my daughter, Sedona, wishing her a very happy 13th birthday? You are officially a teen. That's right. Happy
birthday.
Who
gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Could you give a birthday shout out? Sorry, I lost my place. Oh, wait. Sorry. Mom in your DMs. I'm a mommy. If possible, may you please give my kid, Amir Robinson, a big who gives a fart. He's going to be double digits on Saturday. Love you, Mom. That's Mom Shibley. Yes, happy birthday there. Double digits.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Good morning, JV Show. Graham, please send a big happy birthday shout out to Christian, who will be an official teenager on Sunday. We are so proud of you. Love your mom and dad. Yes, happy birthday, Christian.
Who gives a fart?
Hope you have a great weekend. Good morning, guys. Can you please wish my daughter, Helena Martinez, a.k.a. Muffin, a happy 15th birthday on Sunday. She also has a State Cup game that day in Davis. Good luck, Muffin. Love Daddy, Mommy. Sorry.
I'm a mommy.
Caprice, brother Javier, and dog Milo. Yes. And your dad said, don't screw it up in the State Cup and whiff on that penalty kick in, you know, to send the game into, you know, to win the game or whatever.
Who gives a fart?
Me. Who gives a fart? Another one here. Hi, Graham. Can you please wish my boys Aiden and Lucas Sosa a very happy birthday? Lucas turned 7 on Sunday and Aiden turns 9 today. They're amazing brothers to each other. Can't wait to share the surprise we have for them. It's not Disneyland. We didn't win that last week. Mommy and Poppy, love you the moon and back, and I'm so proud of both of you. Good luck on your first soccer game at Sylvia Mendez Elementary School. Go Pandas!
Woo!
Yes, go.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday to you both. Repeat, Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
In your DMs, I want to wish my daughter Camila a happy 10th birthday. It's tomorrow. She's the most kind, thoughtful, and silly kid. I'm so proud of her. Love, Mom, Lauren, and little bro, DJ. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. My son Gavin's going to be celebrating his 10th birthday on Sunday. Can you please wish him a happy 10th birthday? Love his mom, dad, big brothers, AJ, Kyson, Grayson, and little brother, Caden. Yes, happy birthday, Gavin.
Who gives a fart?
G-Ram, longtime listener, first time sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. I want to wish my baby boy, Adrian, a happy 5th birthday. He's an incredible charismatic, intelligent, and young man. That's from Dada, Mama, and Bri. P.S. I recall going to school with you and your sister back in the days at Redwood Middle School. Yep, thanks. And that's from Omar. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Do you remember Omar?
Yes, I do. He used to kick my butt, and we were both on the track team. He used to just mop the floor with me. Very good athlete. Another one here. Hey, Graham, please do a birthday shout out to my firstborn son, Julian, a.k.a. Juice. He turns 15 years old tomorrow. We're so proud and blessed to have him in our life. He's a great kid. Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Sister and dad love him. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
One final one. Hey, good morning, Graham. Mommy in your DMs.
I'm a mommy.
I'd like to appreciate if you'd give a birthday shout out to my grandson, Jeremiah, a.k.a. Poochie. He turned 16 today. You're a great kid and even better grandson. Keep up the great work in school. Sky's the limit.
So cute.
Love, Grandmommy.
I'm a mommy.
Sunshine. And of course.
Who gives a fart?
Yes. Yeah. Happy birthday to everyone.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hello, JV Show from San Salvador, El Salvador, where you've been the number one hit music station for the past 2 weeks. We love you, JV Show.
Wow.
JV Show number one in El Salvador.
Thank
I hadn't even
so
thought to check
much.
Before.
We've gone global.
Appreciate you.
Wow.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, will we ever see Taylor Frankie Paul's season of The Bachelorette? So earlier this week, it's these hot Funyuns that she brought for me. Earlier this week, I told you how Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is going to be back in production soon. And at some point, Taylor will rejoin the cast. Jess, I think you asked the question, if they're not firing her, and, you know, so since she's not facing any charges for these domestic violence incidents, do you think we'll ever see her season of The Bachelorette? And I was like, no way, it's done. They canned it. It's gone. Listen to this. So Rob Mills, who runs Disney's reality TV stuff, he was asked this question by Variety, and he said everything with that is one day at a time. So he's not saying no. It sounds like they're hanging on to it, maybe. He said something similar to Deadline. He said they're taking it one day at a time. And, quote, I think her season is a wonderful season by Bachelor standards. If it gets seen, I'm sure people will absolutely enjoy it.
Wow.
I feel like he's kind of like teasing, like, hey, like, you know, testing the waters. Do people want to see it? Is there a demand for it? Should we put it out?
At this point in the just such crowded space of everybody's got a show. Have you seen this show? Watch this show. It's so fragmented. Everyone's on a different show. And then this is the one thing that there would be such an overwhelming demand. Like, there would be so many eyeballs on it now, given all of this. And in a, and again, in a world where it's cutthroat to do anything to get eyeballs on your show, I wouldn't be surprised
at all.
It'd
be a smart decision for them to release
it. At this point, from their standpoint, yes.
By the way, you know that Orange County spinoff of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives? Apparently, a lot of the women aren't even Mormon from what I'm seeing. Oh, so I'm like genuinely confused. I don't know what... How? Why?
It's a spinoff. They just want characters.
I don't know. All right, let's get your update on David. So as you know, he was charged earlier this week with the murder of Celeste. He demanded a preliminary hearing, which all defendants are entitled to, but not too many people actually do this. But he's basically rushing, you know, prosecutors to hold their hearing within 10 days and present all of their evidence, because if it's not enough, there is a chance the judge will dismiss the entire thing. Mm-hmm. So yesterday he was back in court. It wasn't the actual preliminary hearing. That's coming up May 1st. Yesterday was the status hearing. And in it, prosecutors claims they found a significant amount of child material on David's phone. They didn't clarify if it was like stuff he had gotten online or if it was videos of Celeste, because she was a minor. So there's that. They also revealed that there was a wiretap that took place last year. They didn't give any specifics, but I mean, that has to be some kind of evidence, you know, there.
Interesting.
They didn't actually hand over any evidence yesterday. They say they are going to be ready though for a May 1st hearing, and they do want to go to trial within 60 days. So things are moving pretty quickly here.
Wow. I mean, if they've got the evidence and it is, in fact, all pointing to him, I hope they have an ironclad case.
Yeah. Yes. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, with the first pick in the NFL draft, the New England Patriots select more pictures of their head coach, Mike Vrabel, cheating on his wife. So we talked about this yesterday after Vrabel and the team announced that he's going to be skipping out on the third day of the NFL draft this week to spend time with his family and seek some counseling following the original surfacing of pictures of him and NFL insider Diana Rossini canoodling at a high-end resort in Arizona. And that was a big deal, because the head coach of a team skipping the draft, that's pretty unheard of, especially because the Patriots have 8 picks on day 3. That's a lot of picks. Well, just when we thought that might sort of be the end of the scandal, then yesterday said hold my beer, because some new photos were published. You can see these on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show, of the two of them doing some more canoodling, some of them at a bar back in 2020 and another
more
from
than canoodling.
A casino in 2024. I wrote down the wrong date there, in 2024. So clearly they have a relationship. They've had a relationship going on for quite some time now. They appear to be kissing in those 2020 pictures at the bar.
Oh my God.
And in his time with the media yesterday, so he did have to meet the media before the draft, Rabel was asked why he lied about the pictures to begin with. And he said, quote, "That's a private and personal matter. I don't think that those comments, I think that was an attempt to protect your family. I would never be dismissive." So, because remember, Rossini and Vrabel both came out with statements. No, we just happened to run into each other at this resort.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. They were very quick to lie about it. And then we know Diana Rossini resigned from her position at The Athletic following those comments. And there has been no conduct investigation into Mike Vrabel thus far. And the Patriots organization seems to have his back. He went on to say, quote, "My previous actions don't meet the standard I hold myself to. They don't." Diana Rossini yesterday deleted her ex, her Twitter account, and then she set her Instagram to private.
Oh, this is so good. Hard
to deny what we saw in those pictures. Again, if you want to see him, JV Morning Show on our Instagram story. That was some canoodling. So this has been going on for years.
Is it possible they have a history but just remain friends and are cordial? Maybe, and now they're just...
No!
Just asking. Like, okay? I don't believe that either. Just asking.
Like, we used to smash, but then we just ran into each other at a hotel in a very exclusive, private, way out of the off the beaten path hotel in Sedona, and there we are in our swimsuits in the pool.
Right.
But yeah, nothing. That was just happenstance.
Yeah, and we just happened to practice our dance moves by interlocking fingers on a rooftop that can only be accessed through a bungalow.
And I'm going to go to counseling because
for no reason, just to better myself.
And I'm going
to
change my career just because you know I'm looking for something new.
We'll skip the NFL draft.
I get it.
All right, we got your chance to win crazy cash, $1,000. Coming up next on the JV show. Also, you guys are going to die when I tell you this nickname that I saw online for Walnut Creek. And I don't know if it's even true or not, but let's discuss if people actually use this name next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV show. I just want to welcome back my son from science camp. He was at science camp all week at Half Moon Bay, and it was his first time being away, and I'm so excited for him to make his way back home. We're so proud of you, Bug. We hope you had the best time. Love Mom and Dad and the pups. Can't wait to pick you up soon. Love you. Thank you.
Aww, nice.
Science camp. You guys remember a science camp?
Yes. No, I never went.
No.
You never went, Chase?
They didn't have it my year.
Science camp. We had outdoor ed. Is that the same thing?
No. Was that back in the 1900s?
Was it for a week?
Outdoor ed was, a week away. Yeah. We went to like Point Reyes or something. Went to the Marin Headlands. He went to Half Moon Bay. He's lucky because JV show number one in Half Moon Bay. So welcome back, bud.
We went to Santa Cruz and we were there for a week.
Me too. Oh,
fun.
Yeah. It's like a rite of passage. I can't believe you didn't do that, Jess.
Yeah.
All right. I need someone to either confirm or deny this nickname for Walnut Creek that I saw on Threads. Yes, I was on Threads. Don't ask why. It's a long story.
Okay.
Because I'll be scrolling on Instagram and it'll just suggest me things that are on Threads. And they always look so interesting. Yeah. So I click on it. And now, next thing you know, I'm scrolling on Threads. Anyway, so, you can't have a city without having some nicknames. We have, the Stack for Hayward.
Yeah.
San Francisco has a million different names. Mm-hmm. So I saw that people are calling Walnut Creek the nut.
What?
I have seen that.
You have? So this is true? People are saying...
He got a nut.
They're saying the nut for Walnut Creek?
I think I've seen it on social media, but I haven't actually heard somebody refer it to as the nut.
There's no way.
It's
he
a
got
thing.
A nut.
From what I saw on Threads, it's a thing.
Makes sense.
Walnut.
It could have been like the creek. Why the nut?
I'm an idiot. I was like, I don't get it. I was thinking about the creek the whole time. I was like, this has nothing to do with the creek. Like, I don't get it. I'm an idiot.
He got a nut.
Do you guys like the name?
Yes, of course I do. We should be doing for Squirrel Week 2027, we should be broadcasting live from the nut.
Oh my God,
all week long.
Okay, I'm here for it.
If anyone actually uses that or they've heard someone use it, please leave a talk back. Because I was like, there's no way this is a thing. And then in the comments, someone else was like, the kids are also calling Alameda, Alamurda.
Oh, my God.
Not quite as complimentary as the net.
That took a turn.
I was like, this cannot be real. Alameda is like the sweetest little town. Like, I love going to Alameda. Stop.
Alamurda and the nut.
And the nut.
We're all learning something.
Anyways, if anyone can please confirm or deny those nicknames, that would be much appreciated. Grammy, what do you have?
I want to talk about what is going on with sites like Polymarket and other betting sites, as you can call them. They say they're not betting sites. They say they're prediction sites. But what is happening on here, and I don't know if you guys have been seeing all these headlines about basically all the insider gambling and insider trading that's happening on these sites. For example, right before we say invaded Iran, and these are things that you couldn't wager on because now you can wager on all sorts of geopolitical events. Suddenly there's a surge of betting, just minutes or hours before the president makes some announcement or a strike is launched or something like that. Mm. And everyone's like, this is interesting. Obviously, government officials or people people in Congress or the president's sons or himself are making a ton of money on these sites because they have insider knowledge on what is about to happen in the world. They actually just brought charges against an American soldier because he placed a bunch of bets on Polymarket about the invasion in Venezuela. This guy's actually is getting charged for this because this is it's a law. It's against the law.
Wow.
You cannot do this, but it is happening on these sites very rampantly. Here is a very interesting example of this. that is currently being investigated, because you can bet on things, even the temperature. You can bet on the temperature, you guys, on these sites. You can literally wager on anything. And French officials are investigating somebody who won $34,000 when they bet the temperature was going to be above a certain degree at the airport in Paris. This is legitimately the stuff that you can wager on in here. And somebody bet that the temperature was going to be above a certain reading. And all of a sudden, the temperature spiked. So they placed a very large bet. And then the temperature reading at the airport suddenly spiked up way above what it had been. Well, and it happened on two different occasions. And somebody made $34,000 on this bet. And they believe that whatever temperature sensor is located at the airport may have been manipulated with something like a hair dryer or something to heat it up and heat the temperature up. And then this person cashed in on the bet once that temperature reading was published and made public.
I'm so dumb. I was like, how are they controlling the weather?
Yeah, they were increasing the temperature by manipulating it somehow using some sort of heating device or whatever. That better is under investigation. But this is becoming more and more commonplace.
It's what bets can we cheat on?
Well, you don't want to do it because it is against the law, but people have already made some very, very large sums of money with some insider info.
I feel like you get away with doing it once. Yeah. You know, because once it's like, okay, you know, coincidence. After that, it becomes suspicious.
It becomes suspicious, and they have algorithms to track this when suddenly a very large bet comes in out of nowhere. Like, you personally have never bet on the weather before, and suddenly you're waging tens of thousands of dollars because you got a weather hunch out all of a sudden. Those ones tend to get flagged. But if you're making weather bets all the time, you may fly under the radar.
So start now, and then in a couple weeks, you make put a huge amount of money down on one of these wagers.
And just listen to my weather report. Mine are pretty accurate, so.
Oh, God.
We're actually going to get a weather report coming up here in just a few minutes.
Yeah,
so
your bet would get flagged there. They're like, nobody thinks it's going to rain today. Who is this better?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
All right, before we get to our Chug Wheel game, I was telling you how I was scrolling on Threads.
Nerd alert.
I know, but I saw that people call Walnut Creek the nut.
Good morning, JV Show. Justin from San Pablo here. I have never heard the nut for Walnut Creek. I've heard La Mirinda for Arenda Lafayette Moraga, but never the nut. But I'm never going to not think it now. Thanks.
He got a nut.
Maybe it's not true. If that person was just trolling, but now everyone's going to start using it.
Yep.
Good morning, guys. It's true. It goes all the way back to, I was in high school, 2006, in the band. Pittsburgh High, shout out. Best band ever. Anyway, we would go to the Walnut Parade, and we wanted to win the Walnut Award, so we would yell, "We want the nut. We want the nut." I can't believe it. Okay, bye.
There you go. We want the nut. We want the nut.
He got a nut.
I love it. Thank you guys for sharing. All right, we have to go to the phones now. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Nick.
Nick, thank you for being on. You are going to be playing our Chug Wheel game. You are getting a chuggy muggy. We don't want to chug, okay? I'm going to let you know that right now. And you do what you will with that information. Here's how it works. We sent Jess out to the streets yesterday, and she asked a random person 8 questions. So we're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down. And Nick, if you can answer correctly, like what you think that person on the street said, you get a point. Once you get to 4 points, hey, you've won the game, and one of us here is going to be doing some chugging in studio. Graham, what is on the Chug Wheel today?
All right, JV Show Chug Wheel Squirrel Week edition, because
it's Squirrel Week on the JV Show.
The final day of Squirrel Week, so we have some nutty items on the wheel this morning, namely our featured item, new featured item alert. It's Graham's nut milk on the wheel this morning.
Can you explain more of what that is?
It's right there in the title, Graham's Nut Milk. And you'd be surprised how much milk you can get out of small nuts.
So it's not dairy because Chidi. Disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that. It's milk. It's nut milk, of course. Yeah. And then we also have peanut sauce because, you know, squirrels would love that. Buffalo wing sauce. I picture squirrels liking buffalo wings, so that's up there. We have Culture Pop soda. What flavor is that again? Do we have the orange mango?
Orange mango.
Okay, with the orange mango. We have some pea water still up there. Yeah. Don't ask about that. The soup du jour. I don't know what kind of soup squirrels like, so it's just whatever the JV show chef has today. It's the soup of the day. And then we have dealer's choice. You land on that space, and you can pick any of those things you want to drink. Oh, you want to pick the nut milk.
No, I think we don't. All right, Nick, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, let's find out who Jess talked to.
Lisa from Lincoln.
Lisa from Lincoln. All right, let's jump right in. Here's question number one. Listen up.
If you could have a squirrel as a pet, would you?
Do you think Lisa said yes or no?
Yes.
Dang it. Who wouldn't?
That's the correct answer. I mean, it is squirrel week. They're so cute.
They're
pretty darn cute. One point for Nick. Let's go to the next question.
Excitement level for the new Michael Jackson biopic. 1 to 5, with 1 being least excited.
All right, so...
Nick, what do you think Lisa said about her excitement level for the new Michael?
Oh, God. I'm going to go 4.
6.
What?
6? We would have accepted 5 there. She was at max level excitement.
All right, next question. Okay.
Have you ever posted something political on social media?
Ooh, what do you think Lisa said, yes or no?
Absolutely yes.
Absolutely.
Whoa. You guys are like...
You guys are in sync, and I don't like it. How many points does Nick have?
He has 2 currently. He needs 2 more to get that chug wheel spinning. Let's go to the next question.
Do you think Drake will diss Kendrick on the new album, or is the beef done?
Nick, what do you think Lisa said? Diss track coming?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Gosh, this figure out the scoring of this game. It's
it's
a landslide currently. 3 points for Nick, only 1 point for us.
Okay. All right, here we go. Next question.
Besides the city, what's your preferred nickname for San Francisco?
What do you think Lisa said?
SF.
The Bay.
The Bay?
The Bay?
Well, she's from Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, Lisa's from Lincoln. The Bay is like the Bay.
That's the entire Bay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next question.
Are you 5'5 or taller or under 5'5?
Okay, you're just going to have to go by the sound of her voice there. Nick, what do you think?
What vibe are you getting?
5'5 or under, 5'5 or taller?
Oh, God. 5'5 or taller?
5'5 taller.
Did he just win the game?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
4 points to 2.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
6 questions.
Well, are you kidding me?
Oh, that was some short-lived
I'm sorry.
You should be.
You
don't
mean.
Still seem
didn't
sorry.
Sound very sincere. Nick, we're just messing with you. Thank you so much for being on. You got a chug mug coming your way. Have a great weekend.
You.
And hang on. So we're going to need some more info from you. Just hang on right there.
Who's drawing the names today?
I think it's Chidi. Do you have me?
Just draw out my name. I know. I've seen this movie before. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Draw it out, Chidi. Guaranteed it's me. I'll bet you anyone in this room, $50, it's me.
Ooh, 50? Can I?
How can Chidi get in on that bet?
So look, she's the one. Oh, what?
Why?
Dang, you should have taken that bet. Selena's name was drawn. Thank you, Chidi.
You owe us
Thank
$50.
You.
Yeah. I'll take Cash App or whatever.
Fine. I don't have that.
All right. I'm spinning the chug wheel next, I guess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What are you so stressed about?
I have to spin the chug wheel?
Yes, we just lost the JV Show chug wheel game. We lost to Nick, and Selena's name
was drawn.
And again, this is because it is Squirrel Week. This is a Squirrel Week edition, the final day of Squirrel Week. Thank you to everybody that participated this week. A Squirrel Week edition of the JV Show Chug Wheel. And so there are a few nuttier items on the wheel this morning, namely this week's featured item, which is Graham's nut milk. I'm holding that now for Selena to look
what
like.
What is it?
What do you mean? What is it?
What did you milk to get that?
My nuts.
Ew. Like what kind?
All I can say is you'd be surprised how much milk you can get out of very small nuts.
Graham, that is disgusting.
All right, that's on the wheel this morning. We also have peanut sauce. You know, squirrels would like that. Buffalo wing sauce, just because I picture like squirrels out at B-dubs and they're like eating their little wings and whatnot. And then we have some Culture Pop soda, the orange mango. And we have some pea water as well as the soup du jour, which I think is still a beef and barley stew. We haven't been able to get rid of that. And then we have dealer's choice. Land on that. Pick anything you want.
Is this the same peanut sauce that Jess brought in for Squirrel Week last year?
Maybe.
So it's probably expired.
God, that's right.
Don't, those things, it's never been opened. The safety seal has not been broken. It's fine. Stop bringing that up. All right. Like I said, Selena will now be spinning the wheel, and she's stepping up, and everyone pray for the featured item. All right, the wheel is in motion. Good hard spin. It is now beginning to slow down, and it has landed on Graham's Nut Milk. Our prayers have been answered, everyone. Our prayers have been answered. It landed on Graham's Nut Milk, and I brought it in here in a container. She already has seen it and has already said, that's gross. What is that? It's my nut milk.
This is bad.
Oh, my God.
Selena, you have the worst luck. Oh, my God.
This is the best day ever. Happy Squirrel Week, everybody. Happy Squirrel Week.
Happen.
Oh.
Do you want to offer a trade?
Yeah. Does anyone want a trade and chug for me?
I'll drink my own nuts all day
long. You're so disgusting.
Trade is up.
Let me think about it.
All right.
Let me think about it. All right, someone is chugging.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
See, Graham just tries to make up his own chug wheel rules. Right. Like, you're just making it up.
I'm not. If I offered up a trade and I said I want two get out of chug freeze, that's my trade offer to you.
No, it should be one for
one. Let's stand up, ladies. Let's stand up.
Well, I will offer one get out of chug free card. I mean, I'm not offering it. You're offering that to me in exchange for me chugging Graham's Nut Milk. If you're just joining us, the JV Show chug wheel game. Selena lost. This morning I had to spin the wheel, and it landed on this morning's featured item in honor of Squirrel Week 2026, Graham's Nut Milk.
This is a tough one because you have a tough decision, Selena.
Graham
would be very happy to trade with you because obviously he knows exactly what is in that container.
It's right? Nut Milk.
But do you want a video of you on the internet forever that says you drank Graham's Nut Milk?
I mean, I don't want a lot of videos of me on the internet doing any of the chugging that we do on this show. But I've done a trade before in like that level of stress every Friday. Because then when you're owing a chug, there's two chances every Friday that you're going to have to chug. And that is something I cannot live with ever again.
So
I'm going to do it.
Woo!
Wow, all right.
It's probably like a...
Let's pour it up.
And it kind of maybe it's like some hazelnut or something like that.
Is it cold or is it like warm?
You can get a shocking amount of milk out of small nuts.
Knowing Graham, though?
Surprised by this.
Knowing Graham, it's probably expired.
I'm sure it is.
Has it been sitting out like all morning?
Why do you guys have so many questions? It just is what it is. You drink it and it's going to be delicious.
Is it warm?
Oh, look at that. Oh, it's very milky.
Very white.
Look at that. Oh, I'm pouring up a big JV Show chug mug of it. There you go. Look at that.
What is it?
That's going to be delicious. She's going to have that little nut milk mustache when she's done. Make sure you zoom in on
it
that.
It looks sus.
I can't.
It looks sus.
It does look sus.
It looks like milk.
Why didn't you bring it in its original container?
I had to make it.
That's gross.
I had to.
How do you milk nuts?
I watched some videos on the internet.
Oh. It's almond milk.
Oh, sure it is. You keep telling yourself that. Selena, why do you look so scared?
Because I don't know what it is.
All right, Selena has... This is your last chance. I will chug
you. No, I'm not doing that.
No, this will be an easy chug, I think.
Jess, Chidi, you guys want some nuts?
Ooh, nope.
No, I'm good.
I have a little splash left over.
That's weird.
If you, yeah,
it
that's,
smell like? I don't smell it.
It smells a little...
It smells like...
Oh, she was like, I recognize that.
Okay, she's going for it.
All right, she has begun chugging. Oh, come on, you got this. It's not that bad. Oh, she loves Graham's.
Just don't think about it, though.
Yeah, look at that. Make sure you get the milk mustache at the end.
Oh, my God, what is in this?
What are you talking about?
There's, like, little things in it, and I'm, like, choking on it.
You're fine.
What is it?
Yeah, just whatever. Probably some of the nuts.
There's, like, all these little white dots left behind?
Yeah, that's normal. It's just some nuts.
Okay, chug. You're almost done.
Come on, chug. She's got it. She's got about a quarter of it left. She's getting into the chug. Oh, no. She's over the trash can.
Ew.
What happened?
What is it?
What do you mean? It's nut milk.
That's disgusting.
I watched a video online of how to make it.
But why is it so? It's like watery and thick at the same time. How is that possible?
Damn milk. You're watery and thick.
Okay.
All right, finish the chug. Come on. You got this. It's probably just,
almost
it's probably whatever. It's some of the not so processed nuts at the bottom.
Ew. She did it, though.
She did it. Nice job.
What is that? Look at it. Ew.
What are you talking about? What's in the bottom of the cup?
Yes. What? It was so much of it towards the end. What is it?
That's nasty.
Oh, Chidi just spilled some on herself. It's just nut milk, you guys. Don't worry about it. I made some at home. Maybe I didn't blend it fine enough. Sorry.
You're disgusting.
Sorry. Excuse me.
You get way too much joy out of this game.
It was good.
Yeah, you do, Graham.
Oh, that was good. Nice job, Selena. Nice job.
You
Nice. I've chugged worse.
There you go. Got
I'm
some
glad
protein.
I don't owe anybody a chug.
Yeah. Now you got a little shot of protein in
I need
the morning.
To
it's good for you.
Get myself together.
Yeah.
So, you guys give me a minute here stateside.
Selena needs to gather herself.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. What an ending to Squirrel Week. Selena having to drink Graham's nut milk. Don't let AJ find out. Anyways, you guys have a good rest of your day. And I look forward to seeing the video online.
You're gross.
Why would you want to watch that?
You're a sicko.
What an ending to Squirrel Week. Very fitting.
Yeah. Graham, because I don't want that narrative out there.
Okay.
You did reveal on our live stream. We are, you know, every time we do it, the Chug Wheel game, we are streaming live on our Instagram. You did reveal what it was.
It was cashews. Some homemade cashew milk.
I still
milk.
Don't know how you milked cashews.
Yeah, you just grab them individually and then you kind of just squeeze at the bottom for a little while and eventually you get enough milk.
That makes me feel a little bit better, but it was still disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't use any of the video I watched about how to make it. It suggested you added all these other things that make it taste good. I didn't do that.
Yeah, apparently.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Let's talk summer house. All right, so Amanda and West, they are the new couple, causing a lot of controversy because Amanda and West, they were both in different relationships with different cast members. Mm-hmm. Amanda was, and I think still is, legally married.
Yeah, I don't think their divorce is probably final yet.
So yesterday, because they had to finally come clean with their relationship, you know, a few weeks back, because photos of them together started to come out and there was rumors and a lot of talk about them possibly dating. So they finally issued a joint statement and said, yeah, you know, our friendship evolved into, you know, what it is now. But yesterday they taped the Summer House reunion and this was the hot topic. And to make things even hotter, someone leaked some of the audio from the taping yesterday, and Bravo is pissed. They are investigating to find out who did this. How did it get out? They are mad. They are doing damage control.
So this is, are you going to play some of it?
I'm going to play a little snippet. This is a spoiler alert,
everybody. Summer House fans.
It's also a little confusing because you can't see them, obviously, so you don't know who is saying
what. Well, I do.
What. Well, maybe you can.
I can tell you if you need me to.
All right, well, here we go.
You get to manipulate people and say whatever you want to them and get whatever you want
from
them.
That's what she's so fraudulent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's
tell
clearly
yourself
your MO.
Something so you can be at peace with the schmuck that you are.
Kyle.
But everybody else has a completely different interpretation of the relationship with you.
But also, Amanda, why are you doing this? Like, why? You went from being married, and I'm not saying your relationship is perfect, but you went from being married to being one of West Side bitches? That's crazy.
Ooh.
This is unnecessary.
The statement came out incredibly rushed because of how
West
insane it all became. Like,
you got smoked out.
So why
did
you feel?
No, there was a video that was out there, and the last Amanda. Thing I wanted was for us to continue denying it and for this video of me taking in a very vulnerable, intimate situation to be used as blackmail.
I can't believe you can just tell all of their voices, right? I mean, what an incredible life skill.
And Lindsay chimed in there just for one quick second, but I can name everybody that was talking there. What's this? Do we know any more about this video she mentions? There was an intimate video? What was that? And I want some more details about that. She said she was worried about that getting out. Either maybe it was just something of them, because there's some rumors they're spotted like kissing at a bar.
I thought she was talking about them, just being out in public.
Yeah.
Is what I thought, but maybe there's something else they reveal. I don't know.
They got thrown up on the Yankees kiss cam the other day.
They did?
Yes. And,
oh, I saw
and
that.
They kissed. So,
wow.
Yeah,
it was,
their relationship's still apparently going strong.
Good
Which
for
is
them.
Very interesting. I cannot wait for the Summer House reunion. There's still a couple episodes left in the regular season of the show, but we know all this unfolded well after the taping of the show.
Yeah.
And now they just are just now shooting the reunion, or have just shot the reunion. But I am living for this.
All right. So you know how Meghan Markle and Prince Harry took that trip to Australia?
Yeah.
Guess who refused to meet with them?
Who?
The Irwin family, you know, Steve Irwin, Crocodile Hunter.
Oh,
yeah.
Rest in peace. So his son, Robert Irwin, is like, you know, carrying on what his dad was doing. And his family refused to meet with Meghan and Harry, despite Meghan and Harry wanting to visit the zoo and hang out with the family because they thought it'd be like great publicity.
Yeah, crikey.
The reason, by the way, is because the Irwins are close with the royals and they're really close with Prince William. So basically they're like picking sides and they're like,
wow.
No, we don't mess with you two.
Imagine being a crocodile hunting family and you're close with the royal family.
Wow.
Good for the Irwins.
Imagine getting dissed by some crocodile hunters.
Also that, some swamp people are too good for you. They don't want.
Also heard that Megan was getting some backlash for that wellness retreat she was there to do in Sydney. Guests paid a ton of money, if you remember, because they were expecting an immersive experience with Megan, and she was like barely there. People were pissed.
Yeah. I would be pissed if I had to look at myself in the mirror and say I spent a bunch of money for a weekend with Meghan Markle, whether or not she was there the whole time or not. I'd be like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
That was unnecessary.
They weren't that happy.
At this point, everything they do kind of just flops.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel kind of bad.
Even if it wasn't a flop, people would still find a way online to make it seem like a flop.
Yeah.
They're doomed.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, this is your final reminder. Of the traffic Mageddon that will be on our hands this weekend in San Francisco. We talked about this earlier in the week, but it is worth issuing yet another reminder after we had last weekend a traffic Mageddon where they shut down 80 going towards the Bay Bridge this weekend. And already the shutdown has begun a little while ago at 7 a.m. on Friday. They closed this morning. They closed two lanes of northbound 19th Avenue. Again, 66,000 vehicles per day go through 19th Avenue in the city. It's a major thoroughfare. Two of the lanes now shut down all the way until Monday. A 70-hour long closure as they complete a very lengthy repaving project there again. So you're just going to have one lane open. Avoid that area at all costs. That's going to be a mess. Then the following weekend, next weekend, there's going to be a southbound closure of two lanes. So we're going to see the same thing, a weekend-long closure. And then the weekend after that, there's going to be yet another closure as they finish paving another section of 19th Avenue. So going through 19th Avenue in San Francisco, again, major thoroughfare is going to be a mess for the next three consecutive weekends. So here's your big reminder. If you need to travel that direction, you might want to look into some alternate routes.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you for the heads up, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to Chidi's tweets, Jess, you're going to be out tonight.
Yes.
People can join you.
Join me, please. It's going to be so much fun at Fairyland in Oakland tonight, 6 to 10 p.m. You can still grab your tickets. But it's going to be so much fun because it's Alice in Wonderland themed, you guys. So they're going to have super cute cocktails, mocktails, food vendors.
Do you have your outfit ready?
It's still in the works. I don't know what to wear, you guys. I'm struggling.
Yesterday you came to work because it was squirrel week. I applaud you. You came dressed in a full body squirrel costume. It was awesome. Yep. So tonight, the Cheshire cat, you could
full body.
You don't have a cat costume?
Blonde wig. You have a blonde wig ready?
Ooh, that would be a negative.
Blue little apron looking dress.
See, that's what I'm trying. That's
Large
what I've been trying to
hat,
find.
The Mad Hatter. What I don't think, that's the only characters I remember.
Or just hats on hats on hats.
I didn't think it was going to be that hard to find a Alice in Wonderland inspired dress, but I will be going to the mall after this, you guys.
Why didn't you just like order the actual costume?
Because I thought about it and then I took too long and now I won't get here in time.
Awesome.
But still, we're gonna have a good time. You know, tonight, 6 to 10 p.m., fairyland.org. You can still grab your ticket.
All right, so go hang out with Jess tonight. All right, Chidi, you tweet a lot. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
I need a new job. I'm too old for this.
You hate us, don't you?
Yeah.
I've been noticing you hobbling around here with your walker, and I was like, man, she is getting a little too old.
I know, older than you guys.
We need somebody younger for the JV show.
You are. No, not this job. I love this job. It's my other one. Oh, my gosh. I'm just at work with a lot of, you know, people who are in college starting out, 20, not even 21 yet, and I just feel so old.
This is at Dutch Bros?
Yeah. And then I
in
do
Dixon.
Stuff. Dixon, right across the street from Walmart. And I just feel so old. Like, I'm picking up stuff. I'm having back pain. I'm having arthritis in my hands.
I'd like to make your coffee. Hang on my back. My back. And then the younger people that you work with, they're already demanding raises and promotions. And they'd already like to be CEO of Dunkin' after about 2 weeks of working there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's generally the vibe I get from that. Generations work out.
Hilarious. Yeah.
My psychiatrist people keep emailing me to make an appointment, and I've been ignoring them. Then I'm like, I think I really need to set an appointment, and I email them, and they ghosted me. Excuse me?
The audacity.
Yeah, like, it's okay if I do it, but when you guys do it, it's a problem.
Yeah. You have a psychiatrist?
Well, I was seeing one, because I thought I had ADHD, and then it was a long story, and then it
they didn't diagnose me, and then I just kind of ghosted them after that.
Oh, so when they're just ghosting you back.
When you didn't get the diagnosis you were hoping for, they're like, everything checks out, you're fine.
No, they took too long. They're like, oh, we have to see if it's depression first, and you could take these meds. And then the meds weren't work, or they didn't work for me. So I was like, I don't think that's it. I think it's something else. And I just ghosted them. So I still think I have ADHD. So hopefully we can figure that out.
Do you want to take meds for that if you have that? Because I know a lot of people that do, and they say the meds just like they just become like a shell.
Really? I've heard the opposite.
Yeah, I heard the opposite. I heard it actually helps them. Because, my brain's everywhere, so.
Well, my husband, for example, they tried to get him to take it, and, he did not feel like himself. And, now it's he can't even imagine because it,
suppresses your emotions.
It's he needs that him to be as creative as he is and, coming up with ideas and things like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, you need to embrace your creative mind, Chidi.
I feel like I can't even get there right now because my mind is all so many tabs opened.
I feel you.
Maybe you do have so many. I've seen your laptop before, Chidi. I don't know how you live like that. God, there's 50 or 60 tabs open. It stresses me out just thinking about it. And your attention is pretty good. In my mind, you've got 12 hours of screen time a day.
Yeah.
You're locked in on your phone.
I am locked in on my phone. That's a problem.
I don't know if that's actually an ADHD thing. Apologies if that's not an actual whatever. You know what I mean.
We know what you mean, Graham. Okay. All good intentions.
Just saw a TikTok of these coworkers bullying a woman, and I literally cried. I hate mean people.
Aww.
What were they doing?
I think they were just
making them drink their nut milk and stuff. And
It was you guys.
So did you track?
Oh yeah,
it was me.
It was our Instagram live. We were bullying Selena into checking something gross. Yeah, I hate mean people too.
So did you track her down and you started to GoFundMe? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I just
gave it a like and kept on scrolling.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
I'm going to throw a heart on this bullying and move on.
Money from it, so she's uploading the videos herself, so I don't know if it's real or not.
Oh,
but
it's probably a skit.
Yeah.
Dang it, everything's
fake. You never know.
Yeah, you fell for it, GD.
We did. They did a good job with that.
Dang it. OMG. Sometimes I feel like I'm annoying when I reach out to people so many times. You don't ever reach out to me.
Is this about your psychiatrist again?
Yeah. Graham, you barely read my messages or reply back.
What are you talking about? I always read them.
Yeah, 3 days later.
You just don't reply back.
Yeah.
The reply is formulated in my head. Yeah. Just know that I've replied.
I feel like you reply to me pretty quickly.
I've replied most. I feel like I've replied to most things, not just immediately.
Yeah. Even better.
So who are you, thirsting for?
I don't know. I think it's just
are you stalking?
No, it's my friends. I'm hey, we sit down today. Hey, just keep texting them. I feel like I'm annoying.
But why? Do they text back?
Yeah. They text back, but sometimes they're busy and then they text me later. So I just feel like I'm
because they're
but
so
I text
annoyed. They're God, she won't stop bugging me. Aww. I'm eating lunch. Stop bugging me. Let me eat.
Chidi is so lovable though. I feel like nobody feels like that.
I know it's all in your head.
It's all in my head.
Yeah. It is all in your head. You should talk to your psychiatrist.
Yeah, I should.
You may have some insight into that. Can we just veer off course really quick from Chidi's tweets just really fast because it is National Bucket List Day. And Selena, I think it was the day you were maybe out one day. We talked extensively about Chidi's bucket list because she legitimately has written down a bucket list. And so I just wanted to ask if Chidi has crossed anything off of her bucket list, because there were a lot of very crossable off items on there, bake a cake, walk on the beach. There were some very okay, that's an interesting bucket list. Mm-hmm. Very attainable. I liked it. Have you added anything to your bucket list, Chidi, or have you taken any things off?
Okay, so I have not taken anything off, sadly.
You haven't
I don't
made
know
that,
why.
You haven't baked a cake?
I haven't baked a cake from scratch
Come
yet.
On.
Just from the box.
Oh, I haven't done that either then.
Yeah.
But it's not on my bucket list. I don't really care to.
Yeah. Most people are skydiving or something crazy. Chidi's I'd like to bake a cake.
Yeah.
It's realistic.
It is. I had to spend a day at the beach. I said Mirror Beach, but I actually went to a different beach, so I guess I can cross that off.
No, it doesn't count. No, because you wrote Mirror Beach. I love Mirror Beach.
Okay. I didn't decorate a cake. I didn't attend an NBA game or NFL game.
You've never been to a game?
No, I've only been to a Giants game. And that's it.
Oh, can somebody that has season tickets take Chidi to a game?
Yes, please? We got to make this happen.
Yeah. Go to a concert by myself. I'm going to be checking that off in August.
Okay.
You're going to the J. Cole?
Yeah, J. Cole concert by myself. There you go.
Okay.
I want to see the Northern Lights. Don't know if that's going to happen.
Dude, that's happened a few times here in the Bay Area. You just need to have been awake
in
to see
In the Bay
them.
Area? Yeah.
But, oh, you live in Fairfield.
Yeah, I live in Fairfield.
That's right.
Yeah. Probably. But also, it's like you want to like really, really see them and experience it. Like then, not like the little view we get from here. It's like you want to go up to...
Dude, I've seen some pictures here.
Wherever you
that
go.
That was like the whole sky was purple. It was crazy. I was so bummed that I wasn't up awake watching for him. There've been a couple decent times here. I mean, not probably as crazy as you're saying, Selena.
Yeah.
You're right, when you go farther north, but okay.
Yeah.
Attainable.
Learn a new language.
Yeah, that ship has sailed.
Okay, you can get on Babbel.
Yeah. Oh, I was doing Duolingo, trying to learn. I think it was French. That was too hard for me, so go back to Spanish.
Okay.
get a tattoo. That's
what
the
word. That?
I have to find someone else. I don't know. So if you have any recommendations, please let me
go
know.
Anywhere.
Just go
anywhere. Well, I mean, it's something small, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go anywhere.
Yeah, go anywhere.
And then ride a zip line in Costa Rica.
Oh.
Oh. Like they got zip lines here somewhere. Yeah. I feel like there's one at Great America, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still far from all that.
All right. Well, on National Bucket List Day, Chidi, I hope you get out there and. I don't know. Cross one of those things.
We can knock one of those out this weekend. Go get a tattoo. Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
I'll get one with you. I want to get one.
Let's do it.
I'm down. No, you always flake on me, though.
Yeah, she's going to ghost you.
I know. You always flake on me.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.